a person who's a nurse, whose partner is also a public servant who served in the armed forces, who came to live in South Donegal, and after contacting 5 GP services, both in Donegal and in Sligo, were told that they were at full capacity, that they were not in a position to place her on the books. And the key point here is that this is somebody who was pregnant, somebody who was told by the hospitals, in relation to be able to get your scans and make sure that the baby is developing properly, that they needed a referral from a GP, but she was unable to get the referral from the GP, and it was only after going public and raising it with the minister that we had a situation where one of the GP services was able to take her on the books. But as I said, this isn't unique. We have similar situations in the Finn Valley and West Donegal and elsewhere. And what the government really need to get a grips with is improper investment in primary healthcare, so that people can get the type of service that they need when they need it.
Would you kind of consider this almost an accident waiting to happen? That does it almost feel like something irreversible is going to happen before the capacity issues properly get tackled with GPs? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, look, I think that any person out there, and particularly anybody who's listening to this and, you know, who have been pregnant themselves, or their partner, their one has been pregnant, will understand the huge importance of that period of time, but also the anxiety that comes with that, hoping that everything is okay, not knowing, waiting for that first scan, and all of that happens. And the fact is that we have had a situation already where for well over a week, trips into 5 different GPs, that a service wasn't provided, that couldn't access the hospital. This is a basic right in the 21st century. We're talking about the year 2024. We're not talking about, you know, back in the famine days or, you know, 50 years ago. We're talking about a time when our country, we're told, is awash with money, when the government are boasting with surpluses. Yet in my community, in your community, we have people who are pregnant who can't access GP services